Hi, I'm Pam. I'm a compulsive overeater. Can you just join me in the serenity prayer? I'm a little nervous up here. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I will. Okay, and my words, not mine, be spoken. It's so wonderful to be here. Wonderful to be in Rehoboth Beach. I have to really tell you, I played a little hooky yesterday, went on the beach, and but the good news is a resentment that I knew what I had to do, but my heart was like, didn't want to do it, and I sat on that beach, and I did it. And that is really the bottom line of my story. Okay, so I have 13 years and 5 months of abstinence. I've done all kinds of food plans. I've weighed and measured. Right now I don't exactly weigh and measure, but when I put the rice from the serving dish on the plate, there's usually like 3 spoons. And then I always use the same bowl to put my lentils in, and it goes to the blue line on the bowl. You're getting the idea. The almonds go in the little, you know, they're dishes. They're not measuring cups or spoons. But that's pretty much the way I choose to eat. If it's taking you a long time, it took me from April 15th of 1994 till July 8th of 1998 to get abstinence from sugar. And it took me until April 1st of 2000 to get abstinent from wheat. And that was God's time and not my time. My bottom line abstinence is loving myself. So what does that mean? Well, that means we can't do anything in the family size, whether we're eating it or explaining it or feeling it or emoting it. I try, okay? I try not to push ahead of people in line or do it sort of politely. I try, okay? And when people cut me off in traffic, I try to say a prayer for them. That's what I try to do. That is loving myself, and any other activities are not loving myself. Okay, so I'm a compulsive fill in the blank. So if you put it out there, Godiva, Chardonnay, ooh, maybe some uppers, ooh, maybe some downers, little marijuana, maybe cocaine, Brad Pitt, Neiman Marcus credit card. Okay, I can do them all. But my bottom line is food. I mean, that's just where I am. It is the food. I eat over everything. I eat over happiness, over sadness. I eat to celebrate. I eat to grieve. I eat when third world countries have people starving. I eat when a new president is elected. I eat if a new president isn't elected. I used to eat before sex. I used to eat after sex. And I was working very hard on eating during sex. You know, eating is what I do, and I'm good at it. Oh, and so let's go about the numbers. I went from 120 pounds to 220 pounds many times. I forgot my pictures, okay? I used to be younger. I used to be thinner. So that's kind of the bottom line. Just imagine it in your heart. Okay, so when I did my first step, they said, well, write about your eating experience. So I had no feelings. Feelings were not part of what happened in my life. And I'm also a computer person. So I said, okay, well, the first diet I went on, I was 10 years old. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just felt different. I felt not good enough. I felt not part of. And I thought if I could just lose 5 pounds, life would be cool, and that was pears and cottage cheese. And so I very clearly wrote about my history with food. First column, the type of diet, the date I began, the date I ended, how much I weighed at the beginning, how much I weighed at the end. Bottom line, computer programmer, how much did I lose? Then we summarize that last column, 685 pounds I have yo-yoed. And while I did it, I missed my life. People said to me, oh, you went to New York. What did you do? I went skating at Rockefeller Center. How was that? Well, you know, I don't remember because, you know, I got there and all I could think about as I was waiting in line, yeah, I think there was a tree there and people were skating. There was some kind of music, but God, you know, like I never should have had that Danish for breakfast. That was like totally going to ruin my day. If I only hadn't done that, my life would be fine. And finally, you know, I get over that and I'm putting my skates on and I get out on the rink and I say, I start skating. Do I feel the joy? Do I hear the music? Are my hips as big as her hips? Do you think I've got a little bit smaller of a waist? You know? And then they ring the bell. We're done skating. Okay, so I have a few moments left to get my last drags in. And what do? It's almost lunchtime. Let's see. I think if I just do clear liquids that are green. No, I'll just do green foods for lunch. That'll be my magic answer. And that's what my life was about. And I was not a nice person. When I came into this program, I was self-centered, self-seeking, selfish, dishonest, lying, cheating, stealing, bitter, angry, and very hurtful person. And that's just a growth that I had inside of me. And what happened is I got in the program and I started doing what you told me to do. Now I have to tell you, right now, today, a lot of people say, I love this program. I'm going to qualify that. I love what this program has done for me. I have been in this body for 13 years and 5 months. And you want to know what? I eat what I want, where I want, when I want, how much I want. The problem is what I want is 3 tablespoons of rice up to the blue line with the beans. You know what? The salad in the beige bowl. This is what I want. I was at a restaurant not too long ago. It was a birthday. And, you know, God bless her heart, the waitress brought this very fancy thing and it had sauces on it and all kinds of stuff. And I said, I mean, the idea, and, you know, I didn't want to act like there was doo-doo on the plate, but that's what I felt like. I recoiled as if it was a hot flame. So that's what, now how did that happen? How did that happen? Not overnight. Mm-hmm. Remember, not overnight. I have 13 years and I work on this every day. But I do the deal. Now, do I love that part of the program? Well, probably not. Do I wake up in the morning and say, oh God, I can hardly wait till that first sponsee calls and whines about her husband, her child, or whatever she's not dealing with? You know what I mean? No, this is not what I want to do. You know, I'm being honest. But, you know, the phone rings. I see the caller ID. I answer it. I take the call, and afterwards I say, oh, gee, I can hardly wait to have my little abstinent breakfast. And that's just the way it seems to work. If you don't have a sponsor, you can't do this program without one. It's not a roll your own program. You've got to get a sponsor. I'm sorry, and you need to have a lot of regular contact with them. I also encourage sponsoring. My pet peeve is when people get up and say, well, I'm a sponsor, but I'm full. Full? I'm a compulsive overeater. I don't know what full is. I've never known what full is, for God's sakes. I've never had enough love. I've never had enough food. I've never had enough attention. I've never had enough money. How do I know if I have enough sponsors? Do you know? I always say I'll do it, and for some reason, there seems to be enough space in my life for it. I worry. And then there's sometimes like three people, you say, okay, you call at 8, and you call at 8:15, and you call 8:30, you say, oh my God, how is it ever going to work out? You know what? It just works out. But I have to keep doing all of the things that you tell me to do. I have to do those steps again and again, and I have to do those traditions, and I have to pay attention to those traditions. Otherwise, it's not going to work. I can eat what I want, when I want, where I want, how much I want, dependent on my spiritual condition. And you know, that doesn't just come, you know, falling out of the sky. That's because I work this program and I do service. So, I believe this program's really about acting yourself into right thinking, because I will never think myself into anything but down the drain. So, I remember I first came to meetings and somebody said, well, when I first came to my meetings, the first meetings, I sat in the back, I arrived late, I sat in the back and left early. Now I'm a tough cookie, you know what I mean? Like, I'm competitive. I'm not going to be one of those people. I'm going to show you how tough and together I am. So I came early. Oh, my God, I was total panic. What am I going to do? Everybody's going to see what a despicable person I am on the inside. So I started doing service. And all I had to say for those 10 minutes before the meeting started was, do we put 3 or 4 chairs in each row? And after the meeting I said, well, do we empty the trash from the restrooms also? And where are the bags? And so I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to. In my opinion, I was hiding from that. But you know, God played a trick on me. I got acted into right thinking. When I came into this program, I didn't believe in God. I thought God was for people who had bad dealers, because if they were smoking what I was smoking, they would not need God. You know what I mean? I thought especially pitiful were those people who had to dress and act a certain way to exemplify their religion. And so here I am. Not the way I planned it, not the way I planned it all, but I have to tell you very quickly, when I find out how I chose a religion, it got down to 2. You know why I like these 2 religions? Because they had free food after the worship service. One of them had fried chicken and donuts. The other one had vegetarian beans and rice with fruit. So what could I do? I'm wearing a turban and I'm a vegetarian. So, I just want you to know that after 13 years and 5 months, I still am a selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, lying, jealous, competitive, cheating, very grateful member of Overeaters Anonymous who works this program. And through 8 tools, 12 steps, and 12 traditions, I can eat what I want, when I want, and where I want. And on top of that, oh my God, I forgot to mention my son. When I came into this program, my son, you never saw so many problems. I mean, this kid was destined to have the worst life in the whole world. 13 years of abstinence, I don't know what happened, but he seems not to have any problems anymore. Okay, so that's the way it works. In my last minute, I am going to shamelessly pitch an event that's happening in Los Angeles. I'm from Region 2. That's California, Hawaii, Mexico, parts of Northern Nevada. And if you're not familiar with this, the Los Angeles Intergroup already has up and running a website with speakers on it. You can take them. You can download them. You can put them on a CD. You can burn the CDs and sell them at a fundraiser event and keep the money. Just put on it, it's from the OA Intergroup. On the back of this lovely bookmark, of which I have some up here and there's some downstairs, take them and give them away, there is a... I saved the date for the Los Angeles birthday party. This is the convention we have in Los Angeles where OA was born, where Roseanne lives, and it's kind of the founding group of Overeaters Anonymous, and we're going to have that in February. And I think Arlene told me, put a dollar a day, put away a dollar a day, and you'll get to L.A. So hopefully we'll see you there. Thank you so much for being here and allowing me to share.